Hey fans, MA Nuts, episode 767.
767.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Gruth, MA Show, by MA fans, for MA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
67.
What's snapping?
What's up, man? Welcome back.
Back from Michigan. We're touring the Saugatuck, Holland, Fenville, Grand Rapids, and
nice.
Maybe North and South Benton. I don't know. We're off the grid.
Yeah.
Going
could
to
be
like
off the grid.
Weirdo antique stores in the middle of bumblefuck with people that don't adhere to the code. Just
Yes.
Build. Like this, this barn looks safe where they're actually using old signs of like Michelob and like shit from the 50s, and they're using that to like do patchwork on their barns.
Oh,
Pretty
that's
cool.
reassuring when you're walking in there.
It is. You never know what you're gonna find. Like weird, in one yard it looked like I don't know, it could have been in a horror flick, because the guy had like weird sculptures and fucking Halloween monsters all randomly over the backyard. I'm like, this
Yeah.
guy's a fucking serial killer for sure.
That's scary.
But he got some good deals on some clothes for my daughter. So
Of course, yeah, of course.
I can't argue with that. You know, just trying to wheel and deal with everyone. So that's always fun, because some of the places are like, we don't negotiate. I'm not a fucking terrorist, bitch. You can negotiate with me.
I was gonna say, with terrorists.
Yeah. We only take cash here. And I'm like, that's good. I only operate with cash.
Oh, yeah. Do
Like,
you
now
like
give me a
buy
discount.
shit at all these places, or it's mostly like browsing? How does that go?
I bought, I'd say almost every store I probably bought something.
Okay.
So like I bought, for me personally, I got a street sign. I got a fucking massive wooden cutting board that I got to do a little repair work on, but like it was probably fucking 3 feet by 2 feet, like just massive wood, like
What are you gonna do
almost,
with that?
I don't know yet, but I needed it.
Butcher like half a cow or something?
Yeah. I'd probably use that, like, what do you, that charcuterie, whatever that word is.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them boards, or just cutting when I cook a bunch of steaks would be a good board to cut steaks on. So you can have them all on one. Otherwise, my other boards are small or plastic, and I prefer wood for
Yeah.
the
Well, she
cutting.
said.
Yep. Yeah. What else did I get? Some weird rocks. I didn't buy any cool Halloween shit. Because one of the times I bought a Grim Reaper sickle, you know, those fucking huge things that the Grim Reaper holds.
Yeah.
And but my daughter got a bunch of, I don't know how many records I bought for her, probably 15 different records. And she found a bunch of clothes and other cool shit. So probably every store, just about. It's a lot of work, especially if you're in the record game, trying to find a record. Because fucking 99% of these people don't organize them. And it's just like an Easter egg hunt. And if you, and then even if you find it, so like she's looking for like a Peter, Paul, and Mary album. And we
Okay.
find it. And then it's like, is it scratched? And it's you probably got to go through finding it first. And then maybe out of six or seven, you might find one that doesn't have fucking scratches because they're so old. Or she's trying to find like Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
It's like old shit. Like, it's good luck trying to find those on scratch. So,
Yeah.
yeah. But anyway, I digress. We're back in the States. Not that I left the States. I left a state.
The states of madness in Illinois.
Seriously, that's
Yes.
what we're about.
Because the Bears are looking okay.
Yeah, I did watch the game the other night. Was it? Couple nights ago.
Yeah, Badgen looked pretty good. He had a hamstring he was dealing with earlier on in preseason and looked okay, I thought. It was like,
Yeah, I think we ended up 2-1. I missed the second game that they lost, so that's okay. It's preseason stuff, so
I think there's one more, isn't there? Maybe this weekend could be
I don't know if I think we're just doing three.
three. Okay,
No?
three and up. That's
Three or
good.
four. Who knows? I don't know anymore. I just know football is about to start. They just figured out their roster. They got their 53 down. And then we'll get after it. It's Super Bowl or bust this year.
do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That's right. They should do it, dude. That's
They
so
should.
ballsy. Like,
It would be
put
epic.
that out before you even win anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know you're the man. You
Hell yeah.
throwing your shit down, letting everybody know. Super Bowl shuffle, bitches. Like, but you didn't even win yet. Like, we're gonna. So, got that. Like, you know, talk a little UFC, like the one fight from
Yeah,
over the
little
weekend.
Song Yadong
The
versus
dong.
Umar Nurmagomedov.
How many Nurmagomedovs are there? It just seems to be like a trillion.
There's a lot. They're like all named Nurmagomedov, but
Yeah.
I felt like I was not expecting the outcome that happened
I
of
don't
this
think
fight.
anybody was expecting
It was quite,
quite the upset.
I mean, there were takedowns right in the first round. It looked pretty standard, but then somehow Yadong decided he didn't want to be on the ground. So, got back up and stuff. And then got him with what, uppercut, right hand
Yeah,
kind
it
of
was
thing.
somewhere like
Second round.
between a uppercut and a hook. I think you're calling a shuttle hook.
Shuttle hook.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, when we were training and we were doing Muay Thai and our coach Ben was holding pads for me, he's always like, whenever you throw your hook, you're throwing it weird. He's like, you're throwing a shuttle hook where it's in between an uppercut and a left hook.
Yeah.
So it's coming on kind of like a 45-degree angle versus a straight over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he hit him with that because he knew like that guy keeps ducking his head to shoot for a takedown. Clipped him with that, and then with his fucking brother Usman jumps the cage, collides with the dong, and then almost throws a fucking back elbow at him. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of the cage, bitch. You
Poor
don't
guy.
belong in here.
Got to fight two Nurmagomedovs.
Yeah, and the third one on the cage trying to stop everyone from going in the cage. Like,
Chaos.
it's too much. It's too much.
Totally.
Too much too soon. So we had that. Is there any other fights you wanted to talk about on the
In that
UFC
card,
card?
I don't think so. Everything else was no, not me.
Okay. So then other fights and stuff over the past a week or two. So Mike Perry was supposed to fight Dylan Danis.
Didn't happen.
Fucking Danis pulls out 15 hours before the fight. So then Perry takes a 50% pay cut to fight Brandon Jenkins. And then during the fight, Perry dislocates his shoulder and gets, fucking TKO'd for it. I got a little video.
Yeah, super
Whoa.
annoying.
It's fucking bullshit because one, how is it legal for the promoter to pay you 50% of your fucking contract? I don't understand that part of it.
Oh, he took 50%?
Yeah, he had to take a 50% pay cut to fight this other guy
He
because
couldn't just say
Danis
no.
wasn't there. He could have, but like, I'd rather, if I trained, I'm fighting. So you can see it's already dislocated. He can't defend himself.
Yeah.
So
That's
that
bad.
was kind of bunk. And especially getting half your money. And then, since Danis pulled out, then what the promoter did was they got Dylan Danis's mom to be a fucking ring card girl.
Oh, no way. Let's see. Wait, that's her?
Yeah. She was a model, I guess.
Whoa.
That's what Grok told me. And it was funny because I wanted to double check. I'm like, hey, Grok, did Dylan Danis's mom fucking ring card girl for an event? And originally, Grok's like, no. I'm like, bitch, here's a tweet that says she was going to be the ring card girl. Oh, yeah, she was the ring card girl. I'm like, how do you miss that? Well, that's, I'm a couple days off. Like, you can't be a couple days off. I got to trust you
Yeah.
implicitly with knowledge. Can't be giving me, like, because it, like, spit out a no, like I was an asshole for asking the question.
I've had that happen before with shit, and then I like argue with it, and it goes, "Oh yeah, like similar to you." Like, but I'm like, "Here's proof." Oh, this is a good link. Okay, yeah. It's just like, what does this mean? How is it that you didn't find this?
Yeah,
I don't get
it's pretty easy to find that. Like, I had a tweet, so I had to fact check Grok, which was annoying. But
Yep.
anyway, probably should do a little sponsor action before we go
Oh,
too deep.
can we show Joe Lozon from this card?
Yeah.
Am I
Well,
allowed to?
Joe was on the BKFC.
Oh, that's true. BKFC. I forgot that was
Yeah,
not.
because Perry was usually BKFC, but this he was on
Thank
some
you.
weirdo
Got it. Okay,
fucking
let's do the
thing.
sponsors. We'll come to Joe Lozon. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Ever woken up and immediately needed a nicotine pouch and/or a cup of coffee just to feel like a human? That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete game changer for my focus and energy levels. First off, these pouches are completely nicotine-free and caffeine-free. You're probably thinking, if they don't have nicotine or caffeine in them, what the heck is in them? Well, it's a good question. Ultra partnered with leading neuroscientists to design these pouches. They use clinically proven nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. Did you know, Matt, it was possible to feel this amazing and energized and focused without nicotine or caffeine?
I did not know that.
Oh,
But
well,
I
now you
do
know.
know 90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels. It's trusted by top professional MMA fighters, including Nate Diaz, Rampage Jackson, and bodybuilder Larry Wheels, who just tore his bicep in a boxing match recently. It was
Damn.
disgusting. And my favorite flavor is
Did
watermelon.
I go?
Yeah, it did. It was disgusting. My favorite water flavor is watermelon. It's somewhere like a Sour Patch Kid kind of deal. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers could use code MMA to get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com for 15% off with code MMA. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. And back to the show. So Joe Lozon, BKFC at Fenway Park.
Oh yeah. Can I show it?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this works. Not going to share the sound. But here he is on the right fighting and finishing this old boy.
Yeah, I guess he dropped them like five times.
Yeah, I mean he kept getting up and then he didn't. So continue kind of thing, but it's brutal. Kuykendall, right? Is that how you say it? Kuykendall. There's Joe. Joe noticeably less lean than he was in the UFC, you know? Like,
Yeah.
probably helping him with the whole KO power or whatever.
Yeah, he
So.
didn't come out unscathed. His eyes were closed a little bit from that. And Joe was saying he had reached out to the UFC to ask, I don't know if he's asking permission, but just kind of checking on, like, yeah, you guys okay with this? And he said Hunter Campbell initially tried to talk him out of fighting for BKFC, called him and said, "Why are you doing this? This is the stupidest thing ever. You should not be doing BKFC. If it's a money thing, we'll help you out. We'll put you on grappling. We'll do something with you. We don't want to see you taking punches because you need money. We want to look out for you." And then Lozon said Campbell ultimately gave him the green light once he explained fighting at Fenway Park was his real motivation. So that's why he wanted to do it. Boston. Because I think they were even telling him, like, if you don't fight, we're not going to do it at Fenway. Like, thanks. A little pressure. Like, okay, I'll fight. Let's see what else. Glover Teixeira beat Shogun in a washed up boxing match. I have a little video, which obviously it's almost two 50-year-olds going at it. I'll show the
Lobber
one.
knocker.
Yeah, pretty much kind of like a tough man from back in the day.
Okay.
I don't know if I can share much sound or any. No, we'll go now, but I mean, you get the gist of it.
It's a lot of green.
You know, not a lot of speed.
Shogun looks so different.
Yeah, he's old and off of like testosterone.
Golly.
It's sad to see, right?
Yeah, I mean he's had some tough battles, you know, in his career, but yeah, these guys still fighting at this age just doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I think Shogun said that's it for him, but give him another year. Yeah, I need some more money.
Try it again, yeah. Run it
I'll
back.
come back one more time, man.
This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off by following the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts. Then who else? Chris Cyborg won her potentially last fight against Ketlin Vieira.
Okay.
Said Ketlin missed weight by 7 fucking pounds. Yikes. So Chris is like, you know what? We're fighting because I want this. I want this. I want to fight for the belt again, defend it. And she brings her record to 30-2. So I don't know technically if that's her last fight, but this woman's got 5 championship belts. She's got UFC, PFL, Bellator, Strikeforce, and Invicta. 1 loss in the last 20 years. Had a 21-fight unbeaten streak and a 10-fight win streak that came after that. So All that said, is she the best female MMA fighter ever?
I mean, it's hard to argue that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. She's been around forever. Yeah. I
don't even know. I don't think there's another woman that's going to do that. Well, there's not. I don't even think there's 5 different orgs for you to fight in to fucking accomplish that anymore.
No, there's not.
You know, and definitely not. No one's going to put up 30-2.
Nope. That's a hell of a record.
Like, that's insane.
Taking all comers.
Yeah. So good on her. I think they said she's about to be a grandma too. She's only fucking 41.
Hey, there you go. You got that's your insane. Well, she's going to be like holding the baby on OnlyFans or something weird.
I don't know. I'm calling her a GILF at this point. She's like, Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
Exactly. I got a bunch of other fights. I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Yeah, just real quick. Down? So on the Deep Waters podcast, Weidman, Masvidal, and Poirier were on this podcast recently talking about the hell that was USADA that happened from 2015 to 2023 and all the bullshit with the testing. So Weidman said he was out golfing one time and he's like making the turn and they freaking tracked his ass down. And he had to do a pee and a blood test like at the turn while his boys were waiting for him to do it. And he kind of said, you know, if they don't see you within an hour of calling you, then you get in trouble because you're like ducking them kind of thing. So he had to do that. Another one was, Weidman was talking about fighting Yoel Romero and he got tested a bunch of times cause Romero was like, you know, supposedly maybe on the sauce. And then like 3 weeks before the fight, he injured his knee. So he goes in and has surgery and doesn't tell anybody. Cause he's like, if I tell anybody my knee's fucked up, they're going to pull the fight and he needed to fight. So, he gets the surgery. Right. And then he's like at home and he's got like the day off. Literally he has, you know, how like when you give blood or get IV, you have like the wrap and the gauze or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this shit on his leg and they show up at his house. Right. And he's like, so I'm ripping off the IV thing. I'm taking all the bandages off and I'm pretending everything's fine so that he could do the USADA test. And he thought he was going to get busted and then didn't, you know. I just feel like this whole thing is there's more. Poirier was at a car dealership signing papers, right? And they called him and then he has to like go to his house in the middle of trying to buy a car, give a urine and blood test. Like this.
This is the most asinine shit ever.
Stupid. I'm sure there's more and more stories. This is just 3 guys, you know? So I'm sure Connor has a bunch of bullshit stories. He's even like the most tested, you know, guy.
Yeah.
See? So.
And if I'm golfing, I'm like, motherfucker, I'm finishing my, you can wait.
Yeah.
I'm finishing my round because I'm not going to give you blood and then try to golf some more.
Yeah.
Fuck off. This is some bullshit. I mean, again, like, why don't they just save the money and say we're pretty much clean and just go back to the way it was. I don't think we need all this bullshit anymore. I mean, I don't know how much. I haven't looked at the USADA website to see how many tests they're doing these days and how many guys are getting tested, but I feel like it's too much already. Like it was always too much. I think some of the guys were getting like fucking Connor was probably like 12 to 20 times a year. Like that kind of fucks your shit up. You can't be like just random blood tests. Like, yeah, take blood. Like that's okay. Now I can't train the rest of the day.
No, and Masvidal even said they showed up a few times on Sunday morning and banging on his door at like 6 a.m. I'm like, he's like, motherfucker, I'm sleeping. Like, what the
Yeah.
hell? Like, that's
It's
just
just
some
some
bullshit.
bullshit.
But yeah, I don't know. The price you pay for being a professional athlete, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you don't hear them talk about that anymore. So it's kind of interesting that they're bringing that up, but they're all done with the sport now. So they can shit on whatever they want with no repercussions, really. Let's see. Bella Mir lost her Dana White Contender Series debut by decision. She was a -6,000 favorite. I think that
Oh,
was the
God.
biggest
Big upset, yeah.
favorite ever to lose. And then someone posted, you got to post this picture. I thought of this when I saw her, and then someone posted this one. Like, she really does look like her father, you know?
Good Lord.
All fucking bloodied up and shit. And then her mom was tweeting some crazy shit. And I don't even want to talk about it. So I was going to say she was drunk and tweeting crazy. I saw Anderson Silva's son knocked out Kimbo Slice's son over the weekend. Let's pull that. Like all these kids fighting. You had Bella Mir, now Silva's son and Kimbo Slice's son.
Nice. Oh.
Oof. Yep.
Damn, that's a nice hook.
Yeah.
Is that a sh what was it called? Shovel hook?
Yeah. Shuttle hook.
Shuttle hook.
Shovel or shuttle. Somewhere in there.
I'm saying shovel hook. Like hit him with a shovel.
I like that. I like that. As well as shovel.
Boing. Okay. Last story, and then I got some weird videos and stuff. So, there was just an article out on ESPN a couple days ago, and they were talking about this study that had the that they did on the NFL players, and I think it was from like, I don't know, in the last 10 years. And 25% or so have been confirmed that they in the sample they took that had CTE, and they were saying that that's on the low end, that they thought that the maximum possible prevalence of CTA was around 97%. And they're saying that somewhere between 25 and 97, likely 60, 70% is kind of where it likely is. And that's just insanely crazy to think about because that sport has such a high incident of, head trauma. I wonder if they did a similar study on like MMA, what they would actually find. I know we've talked about this off and on, but that is a study that's like been. It's completed and conclusive. So,
Well, and then, yeah, I mean, it would have to be similar to MMA. I would say it's high 90s for the two sports for sure. And then you wonder why, like, you see all this domestic violence shit in NFL. It's probably because of fucking CTE and these guys are fucking losing their mind. I mean, a perfect example is we just the Green Bay Packers running back who Josh Jacobs, didn't he just get suspended indefinitely, or I don't know what the term was, but he's on some like commissioner suspension while they work out his legal shit, and they released some video that I didn't watch of him allegedly roughing up his girlfriend and or wife. I'm like, it's I don't know what you can do for these guys, unfortunately.
well, one of the things the study suggest, like they suggested not letting kids play tackle football, so minimizing the damage, like similar how MMA fighters somehow wised up 10, 12 years ago and were like, oh, we shouldn't train like we fight
We
during
shouldn't
our
shoot a boxer.
it's just
What?
not smart to take all that damage during training camp. Hello. Maybe the save it for the day of the fight. So they're saying like in a lot of this damage over cumulative over time happens like in younger, high school, middle school, grade school at time, and not letting people, play tackle at that point. So
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll have to see. It's not good. I thought psychedelics were supposed to help with some of that.
Supposed to.
The magic mushrooms. Let's see. Justin Gaethje said he still can't punch anything.
Oh
Fucking,
no.
his hands are still wrecked from his fight against Topuria at the UFC White House card. And he said he might not fight again until 2027. And,
Oh, that's bad.
well, I think he was saying maybe McGregor, because I think McGregor's got a fight left. Gaethje probably got a fight left. I think Gaethje will destroy him, so kind of want that one. And then one other fighter note: Edson Barboza said he's been partially blind in his right eye since training camp from 2 years ago, so he
What?
just retired.
Jesus.
That's crazy because like Bisping, Barboza, who else has an eye injury? Aspinall. He may be blind. I don't know. He may be faking. Like everyone was trying to accuse him
Tough
of.
sport, man.
It is. He's fucking eye gouges and pokes and TRT roundhouse kicks to the head from fucking Vitor Belfort.
Yep.
And then Dana White was saying, they're talking about this, like, oh, we're gonna do this fucking impossible card, where he kind of narrowed it down and said it's gonna be in the United States.
Okay.
So
The
the
Coliseum, because they won like $200 million or
Yeah,
whatever.
something like that. But the rumor going around now is it's probably going to be Mount Rushmore, but there are betting odds out as for where it could be. And
Las Vegas Strip.
that's dumb as shit. Mount Rushmore 4-1. Alcatraz would be kind of cool. Like that's 5-1.
Disneyland. Ooh, Wrigley Field. Like,
Wrigley would be cool.
that'd be cool. I
These
don't like really
fucking
any of these sound interesting to me. Coachella, seriously?
I don't understand that. I
The
mean, I've been to Alcatraz. That'd be pretty cool if they fought in the yard. I like that.
It's just small though, that it'd be hard to get people in there. You know, it's
It'd
not
be
that big.
really, that's really tight. But I would imagine it's probably about the same size as the White House lawn. It might be a little bit bigger, so
Alcatraz?
they could pack them in. Yeah, in the yard of
Well, I
Alcatraz, like that
remember
outdoor area.
somehow I thought it was smaller, but I don't, maybe I'm not
Well, they
remembering.
had all those steps out there, so you
Okay.
have built-in seating, and then to me it seemed like you could probably get a decent amount of people in there, and you could probably build some shit and maybe have people like in the jail cells. I don't know, look it out,
That'd
like
be
throwing
fucked
some
up.
shit.
I don't know. The vibe in that place was not my favorite when I went to
It
it.
was creepy as fuck. It had like ghost energy in there, big time.
Yeah, no thanks.
It was creepy as fuck. I don't remember when we went. It was.
I think they should do it on Matt's lawn. Like,
Yeah, come
I
on out. We'll fucking do it. When the fuck did I go out there? 95, 96, 97. I don't know. Somewhere in the late 90s, we were at Alcatraz.
Okay.
And it was creepy as fuck because you got to take like that ferry to get out there. And they're like, oh, do you want the guided tour or unguided? Do you want to listen to the fucking tape cassette? Like, I just want to fucking walk around. Lock me in a cell. So we'll see where that one ends. Got a couple more things. Here's a crazy fact for you, as we were talking about McGregor. Mackenzie Dern has more UFC title defenses than Conor McGregor.
Wow. Okay. Good
That
for
is a
her.
fact. Because every time Conor got the belt, I think they stripped it from him.
Yeah.
He got the 45 and then 55, and then I don't know what happened. Crack rocks. Did you see they had this World Humanoid Games over the weekend?
I saw some highlights. It seems
It's
crazy.
fucking weird because the robots were breaking all sorts of human records. And I don't know if this one was on there because they had the robots fighting. I know we've seen robots fighting before. I don't know if we saw this clip too, where like the robot throws the roundhouse kick and knocks himself out, or tornado kick, and then he's down. And the
I'm
other one's like, I guess I won. Yay. Gee.
not familiar. Love how they have like
He's
head
fucking
protection.
showboating. Yeah. But the ones, like, I saw them doing those sprints and they would just keep running into the fucking wall and then explode. I'm like, you don't teach them to slow down. You just fucking go till you,
That's
the wheels fall
right.
off.
It's like a little bonsai.
I think they did that because they want the spectacular crash or the explosion. Like the fucking spines are breaking and sparks are exploding out.
This is how you piss off the AI, the like by running them into the buildings. They're not gonna like that. It's
probably
like
not. They mentioned I love the
I
AI. I
love the AI
love
and I'm not okay
robots.
with
They're my
that. That's
favorite.
inhumane. They shouldn't do that.
Seriously, definitely don't call them clankers. That's not nice. Don't call them that.
Yeah.
They will remember. Oh shit, I think I got the grog pot open right now. He's listening. He's gonna tell me bad things. And then this might be my favorite thing I saw in the past 2 weeks. So, you know, there was a fight. I think it was the Cubs Sox game at Wrigley Field. There were tons of brawls in the fucking stands. Well, you won't believe what we're gonna get to hear here.
I'm afraid.
Super loud. You hear that?
I do. Is it like Cubs fans fighting other
Yeah.
Cubs fans?
Grab his dick and twist it. He got a
That's
wild grab his dick and twist it.
He could do it. He's all
Yeah. There's not much action. I was just there for the grab
two
his dick
fat
and
guys
twist it
doing what
guy.
exactly? What
Yeah.
the hell?
Which I'll have to blur out because God forbid you show like a street fight. But yeah, it was obscene the amount of fights that was going down at that Cubs Sox game. It's
Pretty
just
stupid.
fucking, I think the Sox fans are thugs. That's what it seemed like from all the fights. It seemed like the Sox guys were doing it. And then like a Cubs guy would come in and sucker punch another Cubs fan. Anyway, I got a couple tweets, a
I
couple
got two
KOs.
KOs and a couple of knowledges, I
All
get.
right, let me load up these tweets and then you fire off some KOs at us. I don't know if we've seen this one, but I kind of like that. This is hire a new driver today, had all the right qualifications. This is camel towing.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. Hump day. And then I don't know when Chuck Norris is beating the shit out of Barney, but I kind of like that little roundhouse on him. It
Those
takes
kids
us.
look terrified.
They do. Fucking Chuck will
No.
fuck everyone up. Who kicked the kids? You don't give a shit. Ah, right into some KOs. What do you got?
All right, let me see what I got. So I got first one is going to be it's kind of a KO, kind of not, but I think this is it. Yep, here we go. It's a little boxing action, couple of heavyweights going after it. Guy on the left is just taking a beating. Oh, there's a nasty uppercut. Out he goes.
Oh shit.
And he's like, yeah, I think I want some more. I'm gonna get back in this ring. Here he goes. He's like, I'm back in it. I'm back in it to win it.
Where are them steps at? Yeah,
That is a big boy.
it
I'm
is.
impressed he can even get up after that. He's
Seriously, he's still wobbly.
let's go. Let's go.
He's got sea legs.
Anyways, so there's one. Second one. This is I don't know what this is.
BKFC.
KFC, yeah. Got a little stiffed out
Oof.
KO.
Yeah, those are the worst. You go face
That was a na
down, ass
nasty.
up.
One more time, just for.
Yeah,
Oh.
sure. Ooh.
So
Then he shits his
that's my two
pants.
KOs. Yep. Yeah.
I've got three, but I'm gonna just go down to one. So let's do this. Turn the sound off. This is from PFL.
Oh. Oh, I knew it. I knew that was coming. Oh
It's the same way.
no.
When you get crumpled and you just fucking
He's
like go down,
punching
like
right to the chin.
fuck my
That's
ass,
bad.
please. Like, oh no, Tabasco bottle comes out. Takes us right to knowledge. We got.
All right, so someone on the internet's, this AI thing. I don't know if you saw the Odyssey yet, but here we go. They made a tiny version of the Odyssey, and it's killing the internet. Here you go. Did you see this movie yet?
No.
I mean, if you've seen the movie, this is just ridiculous. A little Matt Damon action, a little tiny version.
I
There's a little Tom Holland.
like it. Little tough guys, huh?
Well done, super well done. There's one, and then that's it. Here's my last one. A little booty league for you. I'll let you watch this a
I
little
like
bit.
that. Thank you.
Yes. So, to close it out, since you said you weren't bringing this heat, although I don't believe you, but I particularly like the chalk dust,
Yeah, that's awesome.
for effect. You need that.
Fuck yeah. I feel like that's what Dana should have invested in instead of power slap. Should have been booty
Booty
slap.
league. Yeah.
So here's an interesting thing. So I don't know if you saw this, but fucking Rock Band is back.
I saw an ad for this.
It's
Yes.
called
Stage
Stage
tour. Yep.
Tour. Fucking build your band, hit the stage, go on tour. They're saying 90 songs,
Bring me back, man.
180, whatever. I can't play all the video because they'll cry, but you get the gist of it. And I think they're gonna try to backwards compatible all the previous instruments from Rock Band, because I believe it's some of the people that originally developed that game, and I forget what the other guy was doing, but somehow they got the IP back. They're calling it fucking Stage Tour. But they're also bringing in like Gibson guitars as some of the guitars that you could play. So they're breaking those fuckers out. Like, that's obscene. But I think Motley Crue is in it. So the ad for it's playing fucking Kickstart My Heart. I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope. Even though Vince can't sing a lick anymore,
Oh,
unfortunately.
I just saw a video of him. He lost some weight. He sounds better. He
Yeah,
sounds
you're right. I did see that today too, where his voice came back, but he's also had like three strokes. So he's a little fucked up.
Yeah, he's a little fucked up.
It's
Maybe.
just tough seeing the older guys. I like when I see them and they're still maintaining. It's just tough when you see them and they're like, oof, man, you gotta hang it up. Like the band is good, but the singer can't keep up with the
They just
band
play louder.
anymore.
You can't really hear the singing. They play
Yeah, well,
louder.
they're using like backing tracks and
Yeah.
semi lip syncing and stuff. And I think I had one more. One or two more. Let's see what this is. Oh, remember Rachel Ostovich? She used to be a UFC flyweight.
Yep.
Here's her now.
Whoa. Doesn't look like a flyweight anymore.
No! A goo! There's
Whoa.
nothing wrong with that. I'm
What
just
happened?
saying. We got that, and then I can close it with Ring Card Girl. This is Jenny Andrade. She's signing off for us.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know how old she is. I need to know this. I feel like she's been a Ring Card Girl forever. She's got to be in her 40s.
Yeah.
So we'll just call it 40. On that note, we can shut down.
All righty, well, that's been this week's edition of Memory Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.